Leo from Fox Sports.
Hi, this is Georgie.
Hey, guys. This is Cole Liker.
You are listening to the Unused Substitute.
The Unused Substitute.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitute.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
We think for the future. Next week we'll be back Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. It's the Unused Substitutes, your weekly dose of the green and gold gospel, live on Radio St. Pete and later on through podcasts all over the internet at via the Beautiful Game Network. My name is Matt. Dan's on the other end.
No, it's all right. I scheduled executive time until about 8:45.
Why did you eat something?
I had a bagel.
Because, I mean, we know what executive time really means. We were actually the other day, I don't know if you caught on to this or not. We were, I DM'd you about something. And then a few minutes later, I posted, you know, publicly, I was just having some executive time. Like, that's what I was doing.
I mean, if this was like during Monday or Tuesday, I was kind of either busy drinking or drunk.
Well, I mean, it was like early afternoon.
I was probably drinking.
Speaking of that, before we get too further, I'm going to crack open the big storm. Back to drinking beers during episodes because there's lots of signings and fun stuff to talk about. Speculation and potential abound, so we're in happy mode right now. Happy drinking as opposed to sad drinking. We didn't do too much sad drinking last year, though.
No, I mean, I drank a lot of happy things. Oh, the champagne still haunts my dreams.
I don't know how happy you were afterwards, but...
Oh, it was miserable.
All right, well, we hopped on last... It's actually, it hasn't even... This is technically two shows in a week, because... we were on last Friday, and then it's not even Friday again yet.
Yeah, lucky for you guys.
No, right? Lucky people out there. You guys are so lucky that we give you the privilege of listening to us.
Yeah, the privilege.
The privilege, the honor, the ability.
That we rinse your ear holes with our wonderful, uninformed, uninspired opinions.
Sometimes perspired, expired, who knows?
Usually expired.
Yeah. Stuff we've hashed out online for a week or so. But we have signings and we have preseason and everything else to talk about. We have old friends and new, it looks like. Rumors being confirmed and everything else. So how was your trip to the area that shall not be named?
For the most part, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't remember parts of the nights, but the open bar at the House of Blues. What?
So don't worry, the tweets are there. You can go back and.
I honestly woke up Wednesday, still drunk, and when I started to come back to reality, I was like, uh oh, you know, and I went, you know what? Don't really want to go back and see what happened. We're gonna let the past be the past
longer, trust me.
Oh, I do. I paid for it yesterday, man. I 100% paid for it.
Did you? Do you have a master plan now for how to hire and retain millennials?
Dude, oh my God. I wanted to put my head through a wall. Like,
what do they do? Know, memes up in the break room?
Yeah. They were talking about, like, I mean, I was elbowing my boss in his ribs, like the owner, and I was like, let's do that. Cause it was like, they want, you know, give them paid time off to pursue artistic or creative pursuits. And I was like, give me like an extra week off to paid so I can do creative things. And by that, right. I mean, I'll probably draw a little bit in a notebook and, or like, give them time off to get engaged in the community and $1,000 to donate to a charity of their choice. And I was like, we're a small family business, but do that. Give me $1,000 to donate. And he's just looking at me.
It's always easy for corporate to say something like that, isn't it?
It was not even corporate. It was like some guest speaker that like writes for Washington Post and a bunch of other places. That's like this financial guru. And I mean, I'm 33, so I'm like right at that weird cusp of a millennial or whatever. So I was like, we're not some strange animal. Like, it's just so weird to me that like they talk about millennials like a weird fit, like this weird foreign creature that doesn't understand society. And I'm like, yeah, we have a different way of doing things per se, but like, really? And it was about a two and a half hour, I think it was about a 2 hour presentation. And then we had a dude from Shark Tank on Monday. That was, you know, millennials and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, this is just terrible.
Look, at least people talk about you guys. The two people get talked about are millennials, which are, you said you're kind of right in on the tail end of. And they talk about the baby boomers because they're all going to retire and crash the economy. I'm stuck right in the middle at coming in on the tail end of Generation X. And no one says a damn thing about us.
Yeah, you guys are kind of just there.
Yeah, but we're screwed because everything that they're taking from the millennials to give to the baby boomers is just going to hop right over us.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be like the lost generation.
No, right? I don't even want to think about it right now.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of soccer stuff we can think about.
Now that we got no, wait, have we done our social commentary requirements for the?
Let's not.
Memes. Do you have your Tide Pod ready?
I am still drinking Bud Light.
All right. Let's.
I'd rather eat a Tide Pod.
Probably, you know, more flavorful at least. Yeah. But yeah, let's hop in. There have been signings, pretty much every day since then. I think I've got these in order here. Yeah. So was this last Friday? I want to say it was. We added a defender from the B team for Real Salt Lake, Real Monarchs. A local guy, Clearwater native, Kyle Coringa. I think I'm saying that right. I'm just gonna call him Swaggy K because that's a cool name.
I like Neil banter.
Yeah, hope he can play. thing with Neil is you don't know if he means golf or soccer.
Probably golf.
Yeah, either way. Sudo will find out when he caddies for him. went there. He was on, I guess they had him on Fox this afternoon. I had pulled up in the driveway just when they said, turn your TV on now, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But that's cool. He actually was a trialist for the Rowdies during Florida Cup last year. And just like the way he looked in green and gold so much that he came back.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to watch it because I don't have cable and I wasn't home either. But I would like to. I'm excited. I like, you know, hometown boys, that connection between city and club, you know, area, the city and town and like the surrounding areas and the club is huge. Those are good, especially since we're kind of losing some of that, it seems, but
well, you know, position wise and ability wise, or you know, style of play at least, he seems to be filling the Darnell King spot. Plays at that right back position, gets forward, has scored a couple goals. And a young guy, and that's one of the themes that has kind of been in these signings, is they're looking to add younger guys. But it's not just going out and finding young, cheap kids. Like, Real Monarchs were the regular season champions last year. Like, he's, you know, done pretty well in this league so far. So I think it's a pretty good signing.
I mean, yeah, apparently Stuart Campbell and Bill Edwards and Lee Cohen have the whole recruiting and hiring millennials thing down.
You go to Al Lang, there's just memes all over, printed out, taped up everywhere. So,
I mean, yeah, but so we needed to, right? Like, I think it was really annoying to hear every away broadcast talk about the age of our squad and how it was always going to bite us in the butt and this, that, and the other. And we were kind of talking like, and it didn't really show until, you know, we had to play extra time in a playoff game. And even then, I don't think we showed our age. Like, we just got incredibly unlucky. But I do think we were an old squad, and I think we could have done we could do better with a lot more youth to stay with the league we're in and whatnot. So I like the youth movement a lot. Their ceiling's probably a bit higher because, you know, the rest of the older guys are on the decline plateauing or on the decline. So you never know. I mean, Alex Morrell was huge for us, and he's still a kid, and it'll be good to see how this works and how everything pans out. But I'm excited so far by the signings.
Speaking of Alex Morrell, you see Joe Cole put a little pressure on him today.
And Joe Cole knows what he's doing.
15 to 20 goals. He's put him down for on Talk Sport in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, but he never thought that would happen in his career.
I know, right? Moving on. Well, we'll go back to King for a second. I mean, there's been whispers and rumors that he's potentially going overseas. Maybe, you know, if he's out of a contract and has signed somewhere else, I'm going to kind of leave it up to them to announce. And I'm sure they will at some point when everything's signed and sealed and whatever else. But this seems to be a pretty clear, pretty obvious sign that Darnell's time in St. Pete is over. Just by looking at the situation. Next up, Lance Roseboom, midfielder from Ottawa Fury, was the captain of Ottawa last year. And if I remember correctly, I want to say I have the roster page open. I could just check there. I want to say Lance is like 28. So this is, you know, not necessarily going with the theme of, I don't want to call 28 not young, because I've got about a decade and a half on him, but not as young as some of the other players. Let's put it that way. If I'm correct, let me check here.
It's that perfect thing. Like, if I'm building a team, especially for a league like the like USL and whatnot, you want that spine to be the veterans with some experience that can lead. And right. Then the young speedsters on the outside and maybe a young striker or two, which we have experience up top. It seems to be, so far on paper, a pretty well-balanced squad. Now, how Stu plays it, I'm going to say he leans heavily on the veterans for most of it, which I don't fully agree with. But Stewart seems to know what he's doing.
I think he might go that way to start with, but I think they've got so many guys coming in that there's going to be time to go. And going back to what you're saying about, you know, needing to get it younger at certain positions. I don't know that it was so much the playoff situation, the extra time and penalties or the extra time game, so much as it was that big chunk of the season where, we played a ton of, one of the months near the end of the season where we had, 10 or 12 games, it seems like in 3 or 4 weeks. That's where I thought we saw, you know, like we had those two draws against Bethlehem Steel home and away, and there's some injury situations in there as well. I think that's where we start to see the long run of the season start to wear on some of these older guys.
Yeah. I mean, I don't foresee us having an easy time this season. I mean, the way USL sets their schedule, there seems to be the random periods of like a gauntlet. I mean, and you throw in the Open Cup, which you hope you go deeper in than we have. So having the younger guys for so many games in a month, it'll help it a lot. But there's so many, there's things look going forward that you'd like to see. You'd like to see a good mix in the starting roster of youth and vets, not just on paper or, but in the starting 18 or the starting 11, sorry. And you want to see Stewart make some subs, right? Like early on, that was one of our biggest points, is he wasn't making subs. I want to see him make smart subs for either, the veterans when the game is like 2-3-0 or whatever, pull out those vets and rest those weary legs, especially Joe Cole. He's what, 36? Joe Cole's not young.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I don't care if Joe Cole says, I'm good, I want to stay in. You sit his old butt down. Throw a Walker out there and have him back to the side. Like, come on. There's things going forward. I like the youth movement. I need to see how it's going to be utilized.
Right. Ideally, in my opinion, you start with some of the older guys, the veteran experience guys, because those are the guys that are ready, like, as ready as possible at the beginning of the season. Some of the younger guys might still be, working their way in. And then as the year goes on, you hopefully are able to shift to the younger guys as they develop, as they mature, as they become more integrated into the squad.
Yeah. I like the fact that we're getting our signings done, the business done early, per se.
Yeah, not as early as, say, like, Cincinnati was. They were out signing guys really, really early, and I was starting to, not that you ever think you're not going to get, quality players, but you start seeing other teams signing, you start getting that itch, like, come on, guys, do something. But they're definitely making some quality signings, in my opinion.
Yeah, I haven't seen one that, I was like, who, or...
Right.
Why? These all seem solid. They make sense within the system. Maybe we should, we're talking about, we still have to go through a whole list of, there's a couple more. So if you want to name them, then we can go back and we'll.
Yeah, I will. I want to drop one more quick Lint Roseboom trivia bit that I just came across. I've mentioned before how I went to a USF soccer game when they were in the NCAA tournament. It was Dom Dwyer's last game at USF. Against New Mexico, went to penalties. USF won in penalties. And this is the game where I really, developed an appreciation for Dwyer and his ability to get under the other team's skin, because he got two guys sent off, like, in the locker room after the game. The ref came back out and announced two post-game red cards. I don't know if he was one of the players, but Roseboom was on that New Mexico team.
Oh.
Who's a senior. So really, I guess he's about same age. Did Dwyer leave after his junior year or senior? I can't remember. But he's roughly, around that same age then.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, little connection to Tampa. He's played here before. But at USF instead of at LA. But, I guess he's played here with Ottawa. So, but yeah, he's been in the area before. So that's kind of cool. All right. Next one up. This is a familiar name if you've paid attention to the starting or not the starting 11, but the game day 18 on occasions last year. Matias Reynaris, goalkeeper, signed from North Carolina FC, is really young. I want to say he's 20 or under.
Yeah, he's pretty young.
Because he was called up, I don't know if it was last year or year before, with the US U19s. Was on loan several times. I want to say 2-3 times, maybe, with the Rowdies last year. It was like an emergency loan.
He's going to be 20 in October.
Oh, good Lord. So he's, believe he's going to be, obviously, the third string keeper. It's going to be, again, down between Cody and Akira for the first and second spots. But this was a kid, he signed his first pro contract with Fort Lauderdale when he was like, 17? Like, I think that game that I went to at the cricket grounds where Georgie had the hat trick, I want to say Reynaris was the backup goalkeeper that night.
Oh, that's...
Never made an appearance for Fort Lauderdale, but played with their U23s for a while. But yeah, he's supposed to be a pretty talented kid.
Let's see. I mean, he's not even 20, and he's signed to professional contracts, so that should say something.
finally, we're signing guys that make you feel old for once and not just me.
Yeah, man. Jiminy Christmas.
Originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And our latest new signing announced today, kind of announced yesterday that got, I think someone posted the wrong article or threw something in an article they weren't supposed to. David Najem, a defender from Red Bull New York. So guy that we've played against last year. His brother plays for the Philadelphia Union. So when we get to the preseason info, then we might have an opportunity for a brother-on-brother matchup.
We got tweeted the press release info this morning before this announcement or whatever. And I, went to follow up to see, if that was, what was going on. And I was like, I read that release. I have notifications. I read it. And then I was like, I was still drunk. That is why it didn't click.
Yeah, you can usually chalk that one up in case you're not sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I even, in my follow-up text message, my inquiry, I was like, so I missed this. I just need clarification. And I got laughed at.
Nice. Another guy they say in there can play either fullback position or defensive midfielder. Between him and Roseboom, they seem to have filled the Justin Chavez role. Roseboom is more of a defensive or holding mid. King and Chavez were two of the guys that people were most wanting to see return. I think it's safe to say that it's highly unlikely at this point that either of them are going to be back, but we'll.
Chavo seems to have a slightly higher probability than Darnell. But with the two right back signings in the last couple of days, Darnell looks pretty much gone. But Chavez has a slight probability, but I wouldn't count wouldn't hold your breath.
Right.
But really, we're still waiting on
Georgie. Well, yeah. Georgie, who I now have an autographed jersey hanging in the studio. So that's
I am looking right now at this beautiful picture that Patrick, our unused substitutes photographer, took of Georgie and Darnell. And my heart is breaking. I think that's Hunter in the background. At least there's a little bit of joy in this photo. Yeah, I can definitely tell by the hair that's Hunter Gorski.
The hair that's you don't actually see this forehead, but the hair is definitely high enough to be over there.
Yeah, you don't even see his face. You see a little bit of facial hair and ear, and just Hunter's hair, and that's how I know it's Hunter.
Oh, so that's the signings up through today. I believe we can continue to expect more to be announced. What spots do we need still? What do we need to do on this roster still?
Keepers are set. It looks like we might need. Hunter's a center back. Probably a center back or two for depth. Sorry, Jake. Sweet. And so we definitely need a center back for depth. A Georgie Ristoff up top. And I don't mean like a replacement. I mean him and only him. Otherwise, I'm rebelling and protesting outside of Al Lang until the start of the season. Let's see. Leo's a winger. Morel's a winger. Nanchoff can play on the wing. So maybe a wing and a wing, some depth on the wings a little bit. But let's see. 1, 2.
Seven midfielders. You've got your defensive guys with Roseboom and Vingard. You've got your wingers with Alex and Leo. You've got some guys who can get forward and attack a little bit with Joe Cole and Marcel Schaefer, although roles may shift a little bit. Nanchoff can kind of do a little bit of everything, really. I think you need at least a center back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and going back to your comments about a higher percentage of Chavez returning than King, could fill a lot of spots. He can be another midfielder. He could be You know, he can fill in as center back as well. Like the he's got some things in his favor that may bring him back here. We'll see.
He was, you know, to throw in another local team, just keep it Team Tampa Bay. He was the Ben Zobrist of this team, man. Like,
true.
All around utility guy that was successful and was, you know, reliable in any position you put him in. I don't want to lose that.
So maybe another winger or two as well. I'd say I'd agree with you in that. And yeah, we need, there's two forwards. You need probably one, maybe two more. And if it's one, then I really want it to be Georgie. And this is, I tried to avoid being doing the sentimental thing when I'm talking about guys that you want to have back or need to have back. And I'm not doing it in this case. He was the leading scorer for last year and I believe the year before. He scored 15 goals last year. You've either got to bring him back or you've got to find someone to replace him. If your concern is age, is whatever else, then you've got to find a way to replace what he's given the team or find a way to bring him back.
So we got 17 people on this roster, right? Last year, what did we have? 21, 22 people?
Kind of bounce between, like, yeah, I want to say 21 to 23.
So figure what? At least four more signings. One of them better be Georgie. Like you said, he wasn't, it's not just a sentimental thing. Statistically, he was one of our top scorer. His interplay with Schaefer and Joe Cole was integral for creating goal scoring opportunities and goals themselves. So you just you would hate to see that leave that talent, have that talent leave us, and that's such an important part of our squad. But you know, like I tweeted out, several sources have said like that it's not the team has made their offer and has done what they could, and he's mulling it over, and it's up to him. So negotiations are still ongoing. So it's possible, and I am hopeful. Otherwise, I will stage a like weeping, depressive protest outside of Al Lang.
It's gonna be like one of those 80s or 90s movies where they like go kidnap the person and like bring them back. Instead of get him to the Greek, it's gonna be like get Georgie to Al Lang and we're gonna have to go find him somewhere and bring him.
Yeah, please.
I don't care. So,
I mean, if we lose,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, if we lose Georgie, that means like Neil Collins is gonna have to be my favorite player. Oh, I love Neil. That's why I say such things.
So if we're looking at, you know, another, let's say, four guys, ballpark, you know, a Chavez, a Georgie, and two wingers.
Yeah, that would be fine with me.
I think that covers your the remaining needs, at least. Yeah, so we kind of talked about it. Our needs and Georgie. So, anything else to say about signings? There'll be more. I think I'm pretty sure we'll hear another one tomorrow. 10 a.m. seems to be the time to make sure you have your new signing pants on.
I feel like there should be a new song, 10 a.m. signings.
Speaking of Georgie, by the way, it was his birthday yesterday. So,
happy birthday, favorite. Please stay.
Sign, please. Resign the Bulgarian.
Yeah, resign the Bulgarian. So I really don't want to have to get a Neil Collins jersey. Like, what is this?
Speaking of, I was thinking of this when we were talking about Swaggy K, and I want to see something where, you know, these guys all have like nickname or jerseys with the nicknames on the back, like the names that we give them. So you've got, or you know, in some case, like Swaggy K, that's a good one. You could have, you know, Scottish Superman on Neil's, the Bulgarian on Georgie. What was it we were calling Alex for a while last year?
I don't remember. What was Alex's? Why is this escaping me?
Maybe because you're drunk.
I'm not always drunk.
Like I said, it's a safe bet. Just the default go-to.
Oh, yeah, you're not wrong. What were we calling Alex last year?
I don't know. Someone will pop in the DMs in a minute and tell us, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we got the miser back there between the sticks.
Oh, all right. Adam, when this isn't the answer to this question, but a different one. Roseboom was not one of the guys double red carded. He's got an article with the source, which I'm glad, because I was looking around for that forever just to make sure that I wasn't just imagining that that had happened. I'll go back and read it in a little bit. So we'll find out. I cannot think of what we were calling Alex. We'll come up with something. We'll just start calling him 20 goals.
Yeah, right. Oh, Jesus. That was my ferret. I'm sorry. She just apparently got an itch.
Sounds bad. But we did anything else we need to say about signings?
Sorry. She's going in. She's going nuts.
Rose has something to say. She's trying to get our attention.
Yeah, nope. Now she's going back to bed. Okay. No, I mean, building a quality team, sign Georgie, sign Chavez, and let's kick some USL. But are you okay?
Stuff. And that all starts with the preseason. There's been two games announced, February 17th, February 24th, part of the Suncoast Invitational. Let's see, Philadelphia Union's coming back, Montreal Impact's coming back. I believe they said New York City's in there, DC United, Chicago Fire. And I think there's even one like TBA team to be named. The Saturday games are at Al Lang, 17th and 24th. It's going to be doubleheaders starting at 5 o'clock, and then the Rowdies kick off with their opponent at 7:30. And there's going to be another set of games on Wednesday, the 21st, up at the Joe DiMaggio Complex, which I never get to go to because it's a weeknight, and that's pretty far from my place. But I'll be there for the Saturday games. There will be more, I've been told. It hasn't been announced yet. I think you can look at calendars and kind of make some assumptions about dates for some of these games. Season's going to kick off March 17th, that kind of St. Patrick's Day weekend. The Saturday before, I believe, is on the Rowdy's Facebook event calendar as the season kickoff party. So it wouldn't be anything on the 10th. So if there's, last game probably around March 3rd. But you've also got February, Saturday the 10th and Saturday the 3rd, but I think preseason is going to start, training's going to start, right at the end of January, beginning of February. So I would imagine that you won't see a game on the 3rd, but I suspect you'll see one February 10th, and I would guess you'd see one March 3rd. And that, if I remember correctly, they usually seem to end the preseason with the USF or the UT game, whichever one they're going to play. So I would speculate that might be March 3rd. I don't know if we'll have any midweek preseason games. And then they've done in years past stuff down in Bradenton at IMG, which I hope they continue to do because that's not too far from my house. I know there are some MLS teams that have already announced games out there. Revolution's going to be there. I think DC United's going to be there for a couple games. So I've got some games out there I'm going to go see when there aren't Rowdy games that I know of. So if you're in the Bradenton, Sarasota area or just want to come down and watch some free soccer, then you can come and do that. I'll probably be out there for most of those. But hopefully we'll have one date at IMG and one will be USF or UT, and we'll go from there. It's one of the, we talk about it every year, there's nothing, and then all of a sudden there's a ton of news, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's games.
I like it.
I do too. I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
It works because you get that period of no news where we can try to decompress and step away from soccer for a little bit. And that, ooh, God, I'm burping a lot. I apologize, everybody. This Bud Light is killing me. And then we get a bunch of news and we get amped for the signings. And then there's preseason for a little bit. And then we're into the full swing of the season. And it's fun and it's go time. And I love it. And I can't wait for preseason.
Yeah. Once these guys get out there and play, I'm ready. I've got my tickets. Let's do this. I mentioned tickets. That means,
Nope. I'm going to go back to, my little tweet war with Napoon on Twitter.
You going back to happy thoughts?
Yeah. Arguing with Napoon.
All right. Okay, I'll skip it for now.
What are we skipping? You can go.
Something involving tickets.
Oh, I'll go pee because I apparently have the bladder of a 40-year-old. If you want to talk about tickets,
I wouldn't be, I think I'll be done before you are.
Okay, no, just you can talk about tickets. We're good. I won't rant, I promise.
I'm just saying we had put it out there before asking about the season ticket package that was being advertised by to potential buyers and wondering if the same was still going to be in effect for people who had already purchased. And we had inquired with the Rowdy's Ticket Office via Twitter and have not received a response. So
shocker.
That's still disappointing.
The answer is probably no, because they suck. Anyway, continue and move on.
So something we brought out last week or threw out there last week that is hit Twitter, I guess, pretty much last Friday night and was now finally confirmed. I guess you could call this the worst, one of the worst kept secrets in lower division soccer right now. Indy 11 has joined USL for the 2000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's because that Napoon's a hack.
I thought he was a shill.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Can you, be a hack and a shill?
Napoon found a way.
Huh.
I'm only got, by the way, anybody, I'm just kidding. I love Napoon, and it's a fake feud that we've had going on for months now.
Is that like fake news?
Yeah.
Fake feud. Artificial beef.
Yeah, artificial beef.
So that's cool. I like having Indy back.
Me too. Minus having Napoon back.
Well, yeah. I never liked having him around in the first place.
True. And there's Kartik said that there's possibly another NASL team joining, and everybody has seemed to have eliminated Jacksonville from that. So it's either an expansion team that hasn't even kicked a ball yet in NASL, or more than likely Miami.
See, this is I'm sitting around trying to figure this out. Like, I think you can definitely categorically rule out the Cosmos.
Yeah.
Miami wouldn't seem to make sense when their owner is suing over, you know, league designations, and he's the one that's funding Winalda's USSF president campaign. It doesn't seem like that would make sense on its face. Palmer came out and had that really kind of bizarre bedsheet press conference on.
It looked like an angry, like, teenage YouTube video.
Yeah,
I just couldn't get beyond it.
I thought he was going to start making slime at some moment or something, or like pull out a hat with a league logo for the league. It looked like a high school signing ceremony or something. And I thought, well, one is interesting because it came like a day after NASL announced their switching to the international calendar, because I guess they don't want to use the Julian calendar anymore. But they're going to switch to the international calendar and line up with you know, all the other leagues in the world. And
no, okay. Let's be real. They're doing it because they need to buy time to start a season. It's not this.
I think they basically said that in their press release.
Right. I mean, but it's getting like. The spin has been, oh, well, they're just aligning with the international calendar and blah, blah. It's the greatest thing in the world. Puerto Rico hasn't paid their players since December.
Yeah, well, I did see another source on that saying that the ones who hadn't been paid, it's because their contracts expired. That, like, the front office staff is still being paid.
We'll say maybe, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
And it's done because they're still waiting on this, the ruling, for their lawsuit, which probably they're hoping goes their way. But if teams, I think it's not looking good if teams like Indy are jumping and this, alleged other team are going to jump. That doesn't look good. Like, it's just it's a disaster. And I feel bad for fans and players and staff, but this isn't a like virtuous thing of we're going to align with the international calendar and we're going to, you know, it's just a way they're polishing a turd. They don't know when they're going to be able to start their season. So they're saying this. And then, you know, what's going to happen? The beginning of the quote unquote international calendar is going to come and they're going to have to kick the can down the road again because they still won't be sure if they're going to play.
Yeah. So here's what I was thinking. I was waiting to see what happened yesterday and I hadn't seen anything and I haven't seen anything today. To me, the most telling thing about the overall state of affairs is they haven't said a word about Indy leaving. They just wiped the logo off the website and there's what, five or six left. But every time in the past, they've put out a statement, hey, good, you know, best wishes to the club and you know, we're still, you know, pursuing this and that. It's been silent. Even Peter Wilt threw out a club over league tweet the other day, or I guess yesterday or today's, you know, basically saying Indy had to make this move. I did see something today. One of the Detroit City guys saying that he saw people wearing official looking people with NASL jackets and hats in the Detroit airport. So who knows what that means? And maybe they just got the jackets and hats on clearance from the store or something. I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's just waiting around for whatever this appeal decision is going to be, which by people who know more about legal matters than I seem to more than likely think is not going to go their way. And then what happens at that point? And I had thought, you know, like going back to who the other possible defecting team could be, I could see it being Jacksonville because I can see Palmer being goofy enough to say that, you know, they weren't going to go to USL and then end up going to USL 2 days later. I don't know. That you've got Puerto Rico, who I don't think is, you know, I don't think they're in a position to do anything right now, especially when it comes to choosing leagues. And then, yeah, you've got one of the two other West Coast teams, which San Diego already said they wouldn't be starting until early 2019 to begin with. So it's not going to be them. So then it's Cal United, which I don't know who's involved with that team or, you know, is there anything besides the logo and a placeholder Twitter account?
I don't think so. And so, yeah, I mean, all signs would point to me for Miami. With Robert Palmer in Jacksonville, I believe Napoon had, separately from Kardik, reached out, and his sources are saying no, it's not. Jacksonville is ruled out. So I, all signs to me would point towards Miami, which is mind blowing considering everything that's gone on that front.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the schedule may be out next week at this point. We don't know.
Oh yeah, I forgot we had to have a schedule.
Yeah. Still don't know anything about what's going on with Orlando City B. But there was another announcement. Yeah. Memphis is going to come into the league in 2019.
Cool. I can't wait to make the worst walking in Memphis jokes every year.
Oh god. That's a pretty stiff competition because I don't think there is such good. I don't think there's such a thing as a good walking in Memphis joke.
I'll figure it out with my blue suede shoes.
Walking with your feet off of Beal.
Yeah, that's gonna. Oh, no, Memphis. I mean, I want to go to Memphis. That'll be fun.
The other one I saw this week was El Paso in 2019. There's a rumor.
El Paso.
Yeah, another Texas team. Well, you got to figure by 2019, you're going to have the Central Conference getting off the ground. You might have some teams leaving, going to Nashville, I think, is going to be gone by 2019 or 2020. Cincinnati may be gone. Sacramento may be gone. You got, I think you're starting to line up some possible replacements in these different markets, in these different conferences at least. Which, by the way, like the Eastern Conference this year is going to be insane. As far as the level of competition, and that Central Conference, when that gets formed eventually.
Hey, and you never know. You might have Columbus Crew USL version.
Oh. I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Me neither. But, you know, I just feel like 2018, man, I'm not pulling punches. We're coming after everyone, even though I love Columbus and I hope they keep their MLS team. But, you know, it'd be fun.
You're coming for scalps this year, aren't you?
Yeah, man. We're going to burn this B down.
You know, one of the first thoughts I had when they actually announced the Indy thing, Indy is kind of the new us. Cause remember back in NASL days, like we had what, 3-4 road games we could do every year. You could do Jacksonville, you could do Miami, you could do Fort Lauderdale. When Atlanta was around, you could do Atlanta. Now Indy's got that, like, they've always had a great set of fans, and they're actually going to get to travel to some relatively near away games for once. That's going to be fun to watch. That whole Indy, Louisville, Cincinnati. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Memphis at some point.
The Midwest is going to be a fun place for soccer.
The thing I'm kind of looking forward to, they just announced this down here. The airport I live a mile from has added Allegiant Airlines, which is one of those like super low cost, but they like bill you for everything things.
Yeah, you're basically shot out of a cannon and hang gliding to your destination.
I'm okay with that. The nonstop routes from a mile from my house to Cincinnati, Indy, and Pittsburgh. And that Cincinnati airport's only an hour and a half from Louisville. And it's like $48 one-way trips.
Won't do it.
I mean, I'm doing some of those this year.
I think you have to pedal to make sure the plane motor runs, but you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll work out. I'm okay with it. Sudol says it's good, and his taste in things is never to be questioned. So,
I think you mean always to be questioned.
I mean,
he likes Jay Cutler. You're going to be flying on the Jay Cutler of airlines.
I literally threw that one back at him, and he's like, "Oh no, this is great." I go, "You think Jay Cutler's great?"
Yeah, you'll end up being. You'll be like, "Oh, I'm going to Cincinnati," and you'll end up in like El Paso.
Well, I'll be there for when their first game starts. I'm okay with that. Let's get it done. Anything else we want to say? That's all our stuff.
Let's see what else.
See anything on Twitter we can play around with here?
That's
usually a bad thing to say.
I mean, it could be worse. We could go to Reddit.
No.
Oh, because most of my Twitter are also fans and, you know, people that listen to this thing. Thank you all who participated in sending my friend Allison octopus gifts, or however you want to say it. You guys are my favorite. I love you all, and that made my night complete.
What's the story behind that?
Is absolutely terrified. She just hates them. She's terrified. She's afraid like one's gonna crawl out and murder her in her sleep. And I was a little tipsy, and she said something like was kind of a jerk in one of our group chats. So I unleashed Twitter on her.
That's why she really didn't like the one. Did you see the one I sent her?
I think so, but I don't really remember it because I was drinking.
So it's from a BuzzFeed story. It was, you know, someone took this video and turned it into a GIF. It's an octopus that literally comes out of the water and grabs a crab off of
Link. Oh, yeah. I did see that one. It was fantastic.
Jones Walker to eat. It's terrifying.
I know. I love it. I absolutely, yeah, I did see that one, and she definitely hated that one.
Oh.
Oddly, it was good. It made my day.
I just saw the Jake's message in the DMs. For our patrons on Patreon, we're going to have a little something for you coming up tonight after the show. Everybody else, you'll get wind of it tomorrow. It's pretty cool. It's an exclusive interview with one of the Rowdy's newest signings. I'm not going to say who.
But it's cool. Good tease.
Yeah. If you'd like to read it tonight, then you can go to patreon.com/theunusedsubspod and pledge whatever you want. We kind of throw the patron posts out there for everybody.
I pledge allegiance to the... Oh, wait. Not that kind of pledge.
And the two shill hacks that do it.
There's only one shill hack, and that's Napoon. We're quality here. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, next week we'll be on Wednesday. Hopefully have more signings to talk about. Hopefully have more preseason. We might have a schedule for next week to talk about.
I won't hold my breath. We still got like four teams from NASL that need to drop down. They need to come over.
No, they need to bring back the Caribous and have them jump, and the Philadelphia Adams and the Miami Toros are going to hop back in here.
Yes, that would be cool. I mean, not really. I don't know what I'm really talking about.
Bill Edwards is going to put the Strikers out there, sell them off to somebody else, and we'll have that. I'll be all set. Man, someone posted a picture the other day, and it was like an old school Miami Fusion MLS. And it was, first of all, talk about things hitting you in the feels. It was Carlos Valderrama in a Miami Fusion outfit. But they were at Lockhart. All the seats. Remember how it was all like red and gold and black for Strikers the last time we were there? It was all blue and different Miami, like they were like blue and white. And it was like, it looked like a semi-usable stadium. It was just crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, I don't know what Lockhart as a usable soccer stadium is.
I wonder if we can get some more pictures of that. The last, you saw those last ones they put out there a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, didn't really look a whole lot different than the last time we were there, but it was pretty bad. I didn't see as much broken glass, though.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, they probably take care of it now.
Yeah, there's probably not as much of a chance of getting tetanus as there was before. All right, I think that's it. We managed to fit in shots against a club that hasn't existed in 2 years almost, because we're classy like that.
Yeah, I mean, we can. Who can we talk crap about? Let's take some shots at somebody.
I mean, the default seems to be Cincinnati is what everyone likes to take shots at.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just cheap, like their tickets.
Now that was garbage, like their chili.
Oh, see, I don't eat too much chili.
Now, I may have tricked you into this because they listen to us pretty regularly.
I know. That's why I went for the lame joke of their, you know, cheap tickets. I don't want to actually be mean. I like those most of the time. Those guys are pretty cool most of the time.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try and go to the that game though. That'll be a lot of fun.
At least it won't cost you much money. But don't worry. It'll be you'll be one of like 40,000 people that spend a dollar. Get in.
You're committing to the bit tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, don't worry. Like, you know, after the game or maybe at halftime, you can try to find yourself on their attendance graphic.
These guys are coming down here too, you know, for they're doing some preseason at IMG. Like, we're gonna have, it's gonna be like Anchorman, only it's gonna be podcast fights.
Yeah, don't worry, they'll brag about their numbers after we leave.
I have to find my train.
Oh man, they're good. I mean, obviously we've been on their pod, they've been out here, they're right. Good. I just it's the mood I'm in so far this year.
This is why Napoon has you blocked.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
All right, well, we're gonna sign off from there for tonight. Hey, we managed to almost go an hour and with our second show of the week. That's not too bad.
Yeah, we're doing well, and then we're on another short turnaround for Wednesday of next week.
What is USL scheduling our podcast episode?
I feel like it. We need to call in the youth. We're too old for this.
I know. Where's the unsubs U23s?
Yeah, do we even have any?
Hashtag path to pod.
I'll put one of my nieces or nephews on. Let them try to talk soccer.
Need some unsubs D3.
My youngest nephew is just now getting into soccer and because of FIFA. And he's like, I love Cristiano Ronaldo, Real Madrid. And I was like, you're not my nephew anymore.
you do that. I'll throw my daughter on here and she'll talk about this book series with dragons she's been reading. And
that sounds more interesting than what we're talking about.
Probably. I mean, dragons are pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, let's call it a night.
Yeah, I got to go finish up my executive time.
I've been on executive time for the last 53 minutes. It's amazing I can make this microphone stretch to. Oh, God, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Did someone say it's time to bash on FC Cincinnati? Great.
He tuned in the right time. I love it.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to everybody else in the near future as well. I'll go get all this other stuff set up that we need to do. I'm going to send a we love you out there, especially to Adam Varn, listener. Bought a scarf from us back at the beginning of last season and contacted me to have it shipped up to Tampa, and I totally slipped my mind. So I finally got it out there in the mail yesterday. You should have it tomorrow.
That's why I support Napoon and his Alzheimer's research, so my podcast co-host doesn't keep happening.
Who am I? Why am I here? What are we doing? I threw a little couple extra goodies in there for him. Thank you, Adam, and to everyone else who has listened, bought scarves, done whatever. Even if you've just said that we're crap, at least if you tagged us on Twitter, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys next week. We might have we might have some news.
All right.
Well, we have announcements waiting on announcements, let's just say.
Okay.
The thing I was telling you about before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'll be pretty cool. I'll just say that. We're working on it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Wolfface, for the cool music. I got into like a weird random like punk song mood the other day when I was driving home. So I had like Rancid and.
Weren't you like 40 when the punk scene happened?
Shut up. I threw some Wolfface in there too because I like the song. Shamrock, looking forward to doing some stuff with them this year. Big Storm, looking forward to drinking some stuff from them. Well, I am right now, but also on and on into the future. And I think that's it. Oh, man, I had everything set up tonight, and I was so excited. And you know what I forgot to do?
Beautiful Game Network?
No, I did that.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about that now. I forgot to load the Kick in the Grass song. So,
You don't want me to.
Or we could just sing it ourselves, you know.
No, nobody deserves that, ever.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive.
Because I can check with the judge and see. I don't know if the restraining order against me singing in public applies to on the internet or not. So I don't know if this means that I would go back to jail.
I'm not drunk enough to sing on the podcast. I will do a lot of stupid things and embarrass myself in many different ways, but I'm not singing.
I've had about half a beer, so you know anything's possible at this point.
I've drank about two cans of water.
Bud Light?
Yep. It was after my work Christmas party. The bad beer fairy left a case of Bud Light in my car, so I'm just trying to get rid of it before I buy real beer.
Shame, shame, shame. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the song. Let's say we love you to Georgie too.
I
don't want to go back and re-edit and change the intro to the song again, the intro to the show again. So on here too.
I'm gonna do a "We Love You" to Millennials. Now play the dang song.
The radical here, the radical there, they kick the wall around. The radical here, the radical.